Hello and welcome back to the Beginners SEO Podcast with me, Phoebe Gill. Today we're going to be opening up the truth drawer, if that's even a thing. I'm going to be busting open three SEO myths, well, not myths, three SEO lies that I think you see a lot of experts on YouTube or Instagram spouting. They're saying, do this one thing and you'll see this happen. But you've got to remember that all these SEO gurus and experts that you see on LinkedIn, YouTube, and Instagram, they're all trying to sell something, either sell their services or sell their products. So they want you to believe in them. Think of it exactly the same way as someone selling a diet plan, a 14-day diet plan. You'll see results instantly, like do this and you will lose weight or you'll look like this. All the results are fake. It's all fake. It's nothing real. So I hate it. That's why, you know, digital marketing gets such a bad name, because there's so many people out there preying on business owners or people who want to start a business, preying on the fact that they want to make money, and that's their weakness. So they're saying, I'll solve your weakness, I'll solve your pain problem, but you have to buy my service. So you've really got to remember that whenever you're seeing any digital marketing expert online. So I thought today I'm really going to get honest about these things that these people say. So the first one I often see is SEOs or SEO gurus saying, look what I did in 3 months. Look how I used this AI SEO strategy to grow my website traffic to 3 million visitors a month just in 3 months. It's a lie. Or if it's not a lie, what it is they've had experience over 10 years of growing websites, and they've got the money behind them to outsource everything. So they've got like a whole team of people doing it. The reality is, if you're a small business owner and you're starting on your SEO, and let's say you're starting from literally 0 visitors a month, depending on your niche is how long or how quick you're going to see traffic happen. If you're in a very popular industry in a very busy city, it's going to take far longer. So I'm talking a few months at least. The best results for SEO come for small business owners in local areas, because they're in a niche, and then they're also in a small local, hyper-localized area. So you can dominate that far faster than you could if you're trying to become a national service overnight. The reality is you've got to settle into SEO for the long game, which is why I'm constantly talking about taking it slow, doing bits here and there where you can, because you need to sort of settle in for the fact that, okay, I'm growing my website. It's not something you can set and forget. I wish it was, and I wish I could tell you, hey, take my course, and in 1 week's time, you're going to have traffic. No, what I'm saying is do my course. And if you follow these steps consistently and commit to the strategy that I teach you in the course, then you will grow your traffic. But it requires you to do the work, and it requires you to make a commitment for the long term. And I'm sorry if that's not what you want to hear, but it feels very good to tell the truth. I couldn't sleep at night if I was saying you're guaranteed to get results overnight. Just doesn't work that way. And really watch out for any SEO expert or digital marketing expert that promises you can. It's the same as Instagram or TikTok. The accounts which you see blow up overnight is either luck, or it's because it's their 56th Instagram account that they've created. They know the strategy, they know the algorithm, and they've got really good at creating the content that Google likes and that Instagram likes to go viral. There's so many different factors behind the scenes of a success story that you can just never take it at face value that they blew up overnight. Same with social media. You're going to settle in for the long term and grow your following over a long term. And it's exactly the same with SEO. Saying that though, I would want you to be seeing monthly improvements. Don't look week to week, because that can have lots of fluctuations, but generally month to month, you should at least see your impressions going up on Google Search Console. And if you don't have your Google Search Console connected yet, then please go and connect that. But when you do have your Google Search Console connected to your website, you'll see your impressions going up first. And then if your impressions are going up sooner or later, clicks will start coming as well. So yeah, monthly you should be seeing improvements, but it's not going to be like you can depend on organic traffic overnight once you start doing SEO. Unfortunately, it just doesn't work that way. Okay, The second sort of truth that I'm going to say is any SEO expert or SEO guru that tells you they know Google secrets, they know the secret formula, they say, hey, Google officially said this is how you rank. No one knows what Google wants. I'm sorry. No, I just said Google and my Google assistant went off on my phone. No one knows what Google wants. Google publishes their webmaster guidelines, and this is what they want to see on a website. But they also withhold a hell of a lot of information from us into what actually goes into their algorithm. No one knows. And so be very, very wary of any sort of expert that's trying to sell you something that promises they know exactly what Google wants. I've got a client recently who they wanted to work with me for a one-off strategy, and they wanted to get rid of their long-term SEO agency because their SEO agency was doing nothing. And they actually showed me the emails from their SEO agency, and I was shocked because, so this client wrote to their SEO agency and said, hey, you know, I don't think it's a good collaboration anymore. Thank you so much for your time, blah, blah, blah. Let's stop working together. The SEO agency said back, no, if you stop working with us, all your ratings will dive because we've set up all these spammy backlinks. They set up a whole PBN, a private blog network of backlinks to this website, which doesn't work anymore anyway, so it was irrelevant. But they were saying, we're going to take them all down if you stop working with us. If you stop working with us, we know Google secrets and your website will tank. I was absolutely horrified that an SEO agency would talk like that. It really is such a shame because at the end of the day, no, your SEO agency should want the best for you. And they should also be honest about the fact that they don't know what Google actually wants. No, all we can do is research, test, and see what the results are and then optimize. You know, I always say it's in the name SEO, search engine optimization. We're constantly testing and improving and optimizing things. But unfortunately, be very wary of anyone that tells you that they know what Google wants. So that's my second sort of be wary of SEO guru experts myth busting. Number three, it's going to be sometimes you can't beat the big dogs. And I don't know what it is about websites, but I think, again, it's because of influencer culture and people seeing these websites go viral, or I created a $100 million brand in 1 year, whatever, that you think it's possible as well. But again, you always forget, or they don't tell you, that it's their 56th business they're opening, or they've got a $100 million loan from their dad or their mum. I'm not sexist. It could be their mum that's got the money. You don't know how suddenly, you don't know the full story of why their business, their e-commerce brand, blew up overnight. And unfortunately, the chances are, if you're, and this is probably going to crush some of you listening, if you're thinking about making a clothing brand, say a cool women's clothing brand or a women's leisure brand or like a women's sleepwear brand or a women's leggings brand. I see them a lot. If you think that's going to grow into a big brand overnight with SEO, I'm sorry, it's not, because you've got to compete against Lululemon. You've got to compete against Nike. You've got to compete against Gymshark. You haven't got the same budget. Think of it in a real life scenario. You've got the huge department stores of Lululemon, Nike, whatever. And then you're going to say, yeah, I'm going to build a legging store next door with my budget. The reality would be you would be a tent next to the department stores. And who's going to go into your tent? No one. You've just got to think realistically. Compete with businesses that have the same budget as you. And when that's usually going to be, like I said before, a small business in a local area or really, really niching down on your product. And also as well, if you're trying to grow a brand and you're selling things, I'd really always recommend selling them on Etsy or something first, because there you've already got the marketplace. So it's a lot easier to compete on Etsy than it is to just compete on your website on Google. So I do just think you've really got to be realistic, and you're not going to become a massive brand overnight. If you want to become a massive brand, then you need to go down, you know, get some traction going and then go for investment first, or try and bootstrap it even further. But it's just really, really unlikely that as a dropshipper, you're going to become huge overnight with SEO. Maybe you will with paid ads on social media, make lots of money that way. But with SEO, it's very hard to compete with the really big dogs. I'm sorry. Just sort of blowing out all these truths, and it doesn't feel good. It does feel good because it's telling the truth, but I just don't want to disappoint people because I love people growing side hustles. I think it's really cool. But you just does need to be a grain of salt with it always, or what you see online isn't real. So now, I didn't actually promise at the start, but it was in the title. My number one tip, though, for getting started with SEO, if you do want to grow a business, if you do want to, you know, have a side hustle, grow a blog, grow an e-commerce brand, whatever like that, get started. I see so many people talk about it all the time. I've got friends that will tell me they're going to start a brand, or they're going to start a podcast, or they're going to start selling things on Etsy, for example, and they never do it, and they never start their blog, or they never, and they just never learn that way, because the only way you're going to get better at those things is learn. The way that those people that, you know, they grew a massive 3 million visitor website in 3 months, the way they got there was by learning loads and having tons of experience beforehand. So you've to get to that place of having that 3 million visitor per month website, you've got to put in the hard work before, and that comes from just getting started. And I think a lot of people get scared about the getting started part because they're worried about being judged. They're worried about people being like, oh, God, look at him. Like, who does she think she is starting this brand? Who does he think he is? Like, trying to, you know, become a freelancer or whatever like that. Oh, it's so cringe. No, it's not. They're just jealous, essentially, because they're not trying it themselves. Like, just go for it. If you want to get good at SEO and you want to see your website grow, you've just got to start with it, because you can always change things on your website as well. So if you think, oh, this website looks shit, if you think this website doesn't look good, it doesn't matter, because you can keep improving it over time. So that's my number one tip, and it's probably not groundbreaking, but I thought I'd put it in there because I so passionately believe in just getting started. And what's the worst that can happen? Nothing. Because also, actually, no one thinks about you. Like, over the years, I've had my blog, and that did semi-well. I got up to $1,000 a month. That's cool. That was great. I've actually sold coffee as well. And I sold that on Etsy, and that went kind of okay. I was selling things. I had to use paid ads to sell them, but it worked. However, I realized that the profit margin was awful, so I stopped. And then, you know, over 6 years, I've been a really, in my eyes, really successful SEO freelancer. And now I've got this podcast and it's growing, and I'm helping people with my course, and I get small business owners telling me how great it is. And that's, you know, that's small. It's not huge. I'm not trying to grow a massive business. But to me, I've reached my success of what I wanted to do when I started working online. And now I've got all this experience into how to grow a business, how to grow a website, that I can then take that in the future. And yeah, I'd love to sell stuff online in the future. It's something I do think about a lot. And when I do it, I know that I'm going to be in it long term, over a period of a few years at least, before it starts being super profitable, super successful, because these things take time. So a bit of a rant today, or hopefully you found it helpful or inspiring. Let me know, actually. Next week's episode is going to be how to do SEO for free. So talking about my top free tools, how to get the most out of Google Search Console, how to check your rankings manually, that type of thing. So do stay tuned. If you're just getting started on your SEO journey, then make sure you follow me at The Plan Success on Instagram. Also head to my website, theplansuccess.com, where I've got some free resources. I've also got my course up there, which basically compresses all the learning for you, or takes all my experience and teaches you exactly how to optimize your website for a small business, for an e-commerce brand, for a services brand, and optimizes it A to Z. And then most importantly, teaches you how to build a strategy. And you can copy my strategy of how to grow a website long term. So do check that out as well. But that's all for today. Thank you, guys.